You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion, thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the God that sets us free, the God that died and was buried and resurrected, amen, for our deliverance, our healing, and most of all, eternal life. I'm very excited about the message today that the Lord has placed into my heart. I hope that everything is going well with you, and the Lord Jesus wants you to know that he loves you. We're going to run really quick to Mark chapter 9 today. I want to give you this title that the Lord told me, you know, Lord, help my unbelief. Get active with our faith again. While you're getting your word or wherever you are and you're getting comfortable, let me quickly pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we glorify you today. We magnify your name. We lift you up because you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you do not change. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you, Father, because we know that you're willing and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to your power that worketh in us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of truth. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins today, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Lord, have your way today throughout the airwaves. Let your power go forward. Let your love go forward. Let your deliverance go forward and meet the needs. Amen. And bring provision to your people today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited about this message here at Mark chapter 9. Chapter 9 at verse 24. We're going to go take it right there. I'll give you a little bit about this story here. There was a man, his son was possessed with demons, and he took his son to the disciples, and the demon couldn't come out, and so he went to Jesus. And the interesting thing is he said to the Lord, I took this, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I took this to your disciples or your leaders, and they wasn't able to cast this demon out. And Jesus said, bring him to me. Oh, and Jesus made a profound statement. He said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. I just love it when Jesus said, come on to me. Amen. And so here at verse 20, it says they brought him to Jesus. And the interesting thing is how the demon began to convulse the young man and act up and show out. And Jesus, you know, looked at the father. He says, how long has this been in your child? Because you coming to me and you telling me that my leaders could not heal him. But I want to ask you a question. How long has this been in your child? How long has this been happening to your child? And the son said, since he was a child. The man, the young boy was a boy at that time. So the father said, since he was a child. And then he said, please help us, please. And Jesus says at verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And so immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help my belief. So I want to pause right there to interject this. We got to get active with our faith. In other words, the father is saying, I believe, but because this has been happening to my son so long, somewhere along the line, I believe, but looking at the circumstance and looking at the situation and how long I've been dealing with this, my faith has got kind of stagnant. And that's where the Holy Ghost want to talk to us about today. He said, many of us, through our tragedies, we've lost loved ones, we've been church hurt. We've been marital hurt, divorce. We've been going through a lot, our children. And the Lord has said it stagnated our faith. Where we used to be on fire and we used to be able to say, yeah, I'm going to this. I'm going to get this done for the Lord. And we used to move by faith. And the Lord said it's stagnant now. And many are sitting around with shipwrecked faith because of the hurts in the wounds and the unforgiveness that they're holding in their heart. And so the Lord is speaking to his people today, and he's saying, I need you to get active with your faith. I need you to get active again how you used to be in my word. I need you to get active how you used to be with your faith and believe me when I spoke to you and said to do this or to do that, you was willing to do it. I need you to get active. The Lord help my unbelief. I need you to get active, said the Lord Jesus Christ, with your praise and your worship, with your giving, which I want you to understand that you are in the kingdom, or we are in the kingdom of the Almighty God. And he's saying we got to deal with kingdom business. We got to be able to move in kingdom love. We need to be able to move in kingdom faith. Amen. From faith to faith, the glory to glory. Amen. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. The father here had to cry out to Jesus, and he asked him, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, because there's some areas in my life where I'm stagnant and I haven't grown, and because of the hurt that I experienced and the rejection and the different things, I feel the Holy Ghost. And he's saying, get active with your faith again. It's not over yet. If we woke up this morning, glory be to God, this is a new day. You can't do anything about yesterday. You can't do anything about 15 minutes ago, actually, but this is your new beginning. You cannot bring your yesterday into your new beginning and cause it to stagnate your faith. Many of us are stagnated in our faith when it comes to our love walk. And the dangerous thing to that is faith work it by love. And so if we're not going to grow in our love walk and love one another with our brother and our sister, and we don't care what color you are, because Jesus is diversity. He doesn't care about your color, glory, or your culture. What he does care about, are we walking in love toward one another? Are we really walking in the mercy and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? We got to get active with our faith. It was a time when we are all, somebody is sick. What does James say? He said, any one of you sick, any one of you among you that's sick, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint their head with oil. Glory be to God. And pray the prayer of faith. Glory be to God. And if they did any type of sins, the Lord says, I'm going to heal them and I'm going to raise them up. I'm going to forgive them. We got to get active with our faith again. Many leaders are stagnant right now. Yeah, many leaders are stagnant and have fallen into situations and circumstances. And because of that, your faith has been stagnated. But we're going to celebrate the resurrection, my God, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to have to walk in there in some faith. We're going to have to believe him that when he died, glory be to God, that he took on the sins of the whole world. You know, it was a time when I didn't fall into sin. I walked into sin. I willingly went into sin because the Holy Ghost was warning me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I went anyway. And when I did it, it was so of a horrible feeling that I actually wanted the Lord to just take me off the earth. And I remember the Lord rebuked me audibly. Now I heard him audibly. He said, who do you think you are? Who are you? What's the matter with you? My blood is not good enough to cleanse you, that I got to take you off the earth because you sinned? He said, no, my blood is good enough to cleanse you. Don't you know the blood of Jesus is eternal? It's all powerful. Glory be to God. Did you know that because of his shedding of his blood, that is the New Testament, the new blood covenant? And so the Lord said, you got to get active with your faith to believe that if you come to me and confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Somebody needed to hear that, because you keep walking around stagnating in your faith, looking for someone to come and soothe those wounds, someone to come and give you a quick fix in your heart, or a quick fix because you fail. But get up, saith the Lord Jesus Christ today. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, resurrect today your power in your people. Refresh us. What did Peter say in the book of Acts? He said, listen, repent, be converted, that you may receive times of refreshing, revival from the Lord. This is the time where the Lord said, get active with your faith, because this is, listen, the Lord is, listen, this is what he's saying, actually. Thank you, Holy Ghost. From Hebrews chapter 11, he says, listen, it is impossible to please God without faith. One must first come to him and know that he is God and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We got to get active with our faith. We got to begin to turn around and start forgiving folk, forgiving ourselves. Nobody is perfect. We all don't miss it. That's where maturity start coming in. When I was a child, I talked like a child, did childish things. But when I became a man or a mature woman in Christ, I put away those childish things. We got to begin to walk in love again. We got to begin to pray for one another again. We got to get active, believing the Lord that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'm excited today, because one thing I know about the Lord, he said, I will withhold no good thing from those who walk up before me righteously. Somebody better get active with their faith. Glory be to God. And he says, you know what else he says? He says, listen, I would that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He said, I take pleasure in prospering my people. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I got to get active with my faith. Highlight the area, Lord, of where that unbelief is there. Show me where the wounds and the hurts has stagnated my faith, and help me. We got to pray. We got to grab our children, and we're going to pray today. We're going to believe Jesus by faith. Glory be to God. I don't see it, but I believe it, that the Lord Jesus Christ is sending out his power through the airwaves as we come together. And just get our faith up and get active. Don't let faith sit there. And we're going to believe the Lord to get our children off of drugs. Glory be to God. We're going to pray today that the Lord moves and he glorifies himself so that he can get all the glory. God be the glory. Because he says, I'll share my glory with no man and my praise with carven images and idols. And many of us have made people, places, and things idols in our life. And he says, put that stuff to the side. Lay aside every sin and weight that so easily besets you, saith the Lord. Get active with your faith and believe again that I hear your prayers and that I will answer your prayers if you will believe me, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we come to you acknowledging that you are God and there is no other. Acknowledging, Lord, that it is your perfect will, glory be to God, for us to walk in your forgiveness, that you are willing, your hand is outstretched to us to forgive us, Lord. We're coming to you and we're asking you to forgive us for all our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I like that second part. Somebody need to put their faith in that second part. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Don't just forgive me, but cleanse me from all unrighteousness and set my life anew. Give me a new beginning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release your power through the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, we paralyze the operations, communications, travelizations, manifestations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, communications from our destinies, from our children, from our family, from our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release your healing power to go out in the airways. We bind up the spirit of cancer. In the name of Jesus, diabetes, we command you to leave the bodies, go to the abyss. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we send the power of God and break the power of witchcraft, curses, spells, all that voodoo mess that is naught. In the name of Jesus, the greatest authority and the greatest power on this earth is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth moving through his Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up the spirit of sorcery that works with drugs and alcohol. In the name of Jesus, we break its power off of our children, out of our homes. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind up everything that the enemy in the name of Jesus will bring against us. In the name of Jesus, somebody crying right now, I see you crying. Let that hurt go. Let it go. So what? He left. Let it go. Jesus will never leave you. He says, the friend that stick it closer than the brother, I will never leave or forsake you, said the Lord. I am with you always in the name of Jesus. We need to gather those people who we have wounded and people that who we have hurt, and we need to ask them to forgive us. And so we give the Lord praise today, and I thank the Lord for his delivering power moving through these airways. God bless you, and may the next time that I hear or you hear this broadcast, it's because you are excited because you got your deliverance. Get your faith active and get active with your faith in the word and let the word of God work for you. Begin to open up them scriptures again. Begin to love on the Lord again. Begin to sing praises like you used to do when you was washing dishes. Praising him like you used to.